That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Hey.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Worst day ever. Yesterday was the worst day ever. I don't even know how to function and like do this job. I've actually never had a harder time doing my job in my entire life. I felt literally embarrassed of yesterday's episode. Like yesterday was literally the worst day. We did the episode, and I think in the morning, given like the time difference, we don't get news here about what's going on in Israel until, and when we wrapped and really just tried to do like a nice, funny show. Like,
actually, while also talking about what's going on in Israel, just kind of the way that we would talk, like
normally,
the way if we were hanging out. And I felt like when I woke up in the morning, I was feeling a little more
hopeful
and feeling like, you know, it's our job to bring light and yep. That's what we're going to do today. So we did our show.
And then we just got up and checked our phones. And I literally felt like embarrassed to have put out that episode, like given what I had read after
we wrapped.
I literally was humiliated. Like,
I wasn't humiliated, but
I just felt stupid. Like I didn't even promote yesterday's episode. I don't know how to function, like, for real.
I agree. So after the episode, we read about the 40 babies. There are no words. And then I feel like in that moment, I'm a different person since that. And then, so looking back at the episode, I'm like, but then throughout yesterday, like, we've just been talking, honestly, talking to your people is
comforting.
So comforting right now. And I go through like highs and lows, but literally. I saw a quote this morning that makes me feel very strongly about us doing what we do and that we have to keep doing it. So let me find my Instagram quote card that's buoying me. That's my new favorite word because I need to be buoyed right now.
Okay, I love that word. It's kind of like tethered, right?
Yeah.
But like for the ocean.
For the ocean.
Like there are very few things buoying me right now. I'm so glad I love the word buoying. You read your quote.
This is my quote from my new favorite Instagram account, Lee Kern. He wrote on the movie Borat. He's so funny and he's so pro-Israel and you need to follow him.
I followed him this morning.
Lee Kern 13. Love, laughter, and inspiration are life support for the human soul. Do your best to keep people's spirits up. That doesn't mean we pretend all is amazing, but help keep your fellow Jews from slipping into trauma and paralysis. We love each other. We will emerge on the other side.
Oh my God. Everything Lee Kern's posts makes me cry.
And they're also there's other ones that are so fucking funny. And that's what we have to do. That's our job. I said to you yesterday, we all have our role to play in the war to come.
Oh my God. Jackie pulled that Game of Thrones card out of her ass. And like, I've been thinking about it nonstop. Say it again.
We all have our role to play in the war to come. We are at war. We have a few roles to play. And one of them is to help people's souls. Another one is to be so proudly Zionist, to share information, to share the truth, to everything that we're doing. So as much as like you want to sink, we're doing our part.
Yes.
And part of that is the light. And it doesn't mean, and I'm happy to go in and out of talking about Israel right now because like that's what our day has been like.
And that's what our stream of consciousness is like.
And also we kind of just have been sitting around like reading the news, also like reading everyone's garbage posts on Instagram.
The social media, I can't stop talking about it. I feel conflicted because it's so unimportant, but like it is important.
It's important. And I just know everyone who listens to our show is sitting around doing the same thing, sending everyone's posts to their group chat.
Yeah.
Like, what is this person actually saying? What does this person actually stand for? And we're having those conversations on this show.
So things that are buoying us. I love that. What's buoying me right now? Well, first of all, I went yesterday to a pro-Israel rally, which honestly, like, I I'm like ashamed to admit, like I was terrified to go to. Remember I was sitting with you yesterday and I got like really nauseous. I think like I was scared. Like I think that's what my nausea was from. Because the other side we've seen, they're so violent and
they're cheering on what happened.
They're holding up swastikas. Like these are not people who want me walking around being proudly Jewish. So I really was terrified. And shout out to my friend Moti Ankari, who posts he's literally the best Instagram account.
Another Instagram account that everyone should follow.
Moti, M-O-T-I Ankari. He's texting me. He's like, we're going. Like, he's like, stop. I'm like, okay, we're going.
I said this morning, like, should we do our show? Like the Fast Five Instagram accounts you need to unfollow and the Fast Five that you need to follow. So let's throughout just drop ones that you should follow. And some, I'm sure
one we'll I'm also loving that is incredibly graphic, but like you said, like, this is not time for trigger warnings. This is not time to protect yourself. Like, this is happening to real people. And unless you see it, you won't believe it. 40 babies.
Right.
And do you know how many people are 40 babies is a Zionist propaganda lie. Really? I saw a picture.
What's so crazy, first of all, they had to live it. So we have to watch it. We have to know what happened. What's so crazy is all the footage that's coming out was taken by Hamas because they're like so they're proud of what they did.
Yeah.
And the world can't look away because look, it's right there. They're showing us.
Yep.
That's the one thing where Israel did not put out like the pictures explicitly. They're all kind of blurred. And so people are doubting that it happened. They're saying that it's like Zionist propaganda. And so it's like, imagine if Hamas didn't take all those videos. You wouldn't
believe
No. People would not believe that this happened. They would say that Israel is lying. So on the one hand, it's like, it's so awful that they are like broadcasting and live streaming what they did. But on the other hand, like,
thank God,
you guys wouldn't believe it.
So
the toasters, because the toasters are good people.
Oh yeah, by the way, I'm so angry, I keep saying you guys. Like yesterday I was just like recording, you guys. I'm not talking to like
our
you
community
guys.
That is amazing. The best community on the internet. I've never been so proud to do what we do. Like, let's do Cam Toast again. Like, we've got to get together.
But the account that I was referring to is called Black and Jewish Unity. It's by far my favorite account, especially given that yesterday, or maybe even the day before yesterday, like the official Black Lives Matter organization that so many of us rallied behind and raised money for and were happy to support, especially within the Jewish community, who has historically stood up for civil rights, to see them come out with a statement for all of their chapters that they stand with Palestine, like, was so vile and so disgusting. And so Black and Jewish Unity, and I know that doesn't represent a lot of the Black community, so I think that account is really great, Black and Jewish Unity, Moti Ankari too, Nate Buzz, like there's really good people doing good work, and we should, you know, leverage our platform to promote them.
To promote them. Liz Wood, she's got the celebrity angle on
Not Skinny
tap.
But Not Fat. Killer content. Violet Benson, killer content.
I've been enjoying following Bar Raffaelli since yesterday.
Yeah, so that's buoying me. Mm-hmm. Another thing buoying me is this chat. Mm-hmm. So we were put in this chat yesterday. I don't know who organized it, but just with like a lot of influential celebrities, influencers who support Israel. Like, what can we do? How can we raise money? It's just kind of this coalition, if
think
you will.
Tank.
Think tank. And it is, first of all, just like seeing who joins. Like, I'm still me, you know? Like, seeing, you know, celebrities' phone numbers. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, that is buoying me. And just being around like-minded people. And that's why going to the rally yesterday, I'm sorry, my thoughts are all over the place. I was so scared. Like, seriously, petrified. And it was amazing. Oh my God. The sheer number of people. Something about the pro-Israel movement is, you know, it's always like your grandpa. Like, it's always like the old people you see in shul who have lived long enough to know why the state of Israel is so important. There's never really like a galvanized youth movement. And this rally yesterday was literally my high school reunion. Like, it was just so amazing to see so many young people, so many people, and enormous shout out. Like, I felt so safe. I was not looking over my shoulder for one second. Everyone was metal detected. It took forever to get in. Metal detected, cops everywhere. Like, huge shout out to the NYPD. Like, there was barricades and droves of police. Like, I just felt so safe. And UJA was the organization that put it on, and I think paid for all that security. So I felt really great. And it was just like, so when you live in the internet, which I do, my screen time, I can't even imagine what it is this week.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It's just so easy to forget that like there are normal people and there are good people and there are allies and they're, and it was, I think I read somewhere it was 12,000 people.
Wow.
It took me about 30 minutes to walk out. The governor was there, the mayor was there, the UN ambassador for Israel was there. Everybody spoke, everybody was singing. Like, it was just, It was fabulous. So, like, that's a high.
Yeah.
But, like, my friends, not Jewish friends, just being like, how are you doing? Like, what can I do? The only way to describe it is, like, highs and lows.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
I don't know either. But just every, like, I feel like people, especially influencers, like, don't necessarily post. And I felt this way sometimes too, because it's like, I don't have anything new to say and I don't know what to say. So I'm not going to contribute. Say anything, but like just letting people know where you stand on the sign of human rights, like, means so much.
The bar is so low.
The bar is so low.
Yeah, no, I actually saw a tweet.
But people can't meet it. People can't meet it. And now all of a sudden, you can't be taking up space with your voice. It used to be that your silence was violence. I guess no longer. Now silence is necessary in the face of evil. You should be silent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
And
I don't get it. When did silence stop being violence? Like,
I don't know. I think when the violence was targeted in Jews, that's when silence was okay.
No, stop.
No, like, popular culture and rhetoric is so frustrating right now. I can't, in our sisters' chats, and we're like chatting with, you know, people we know, our allies, other influencers, we just keep screenshotting and being like, are you, imagine releasing a statement on this entire, and I'm going to call out Reese motherfucking Witherspoon, releasing a statement on this entire saga. And not once in your statement is the word Israel or the word Hamas.
Or the word Jews.
Manipulating language so much to mark yourself as safe from like any sort of backlash. Like, are you fucking serious? When I look at someone like Reese Witherspoon, who is like who's a mom, but also has like a really big community of moms. And how can you read about the breast milk shortage? So many mothers have been slaughtered that there's not enough breast milk in the country for their babies. Like, how can you read that and put together some bullshit statement? Like, seriously, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. Seriously, fuck you. Everyone, like, doing
backflips and back handsprings.
Mental gymnastics to
no,
mark.
No, not mental. Verbal.
Oral gymnastics to mark themselves.
What's the word for writing?
Written?
Sure. Okay, whatever. I thought that was a better word. Orated?
That's speaking. To mark themselves safe, they spoke out, hi, I care, but you don't care about shit. Who do you care about? You care, but who do you care about? Seriously. It's so disappointing. So many spineless people, but we always knew the celebrities.
I know.
They fucking suck.
And to put so much, and this is maybe a moment in my life where I need to reevaluate, seriously, like, how much emphasis and, like, and love and support, like, I give to other people.
Yeah.
Celebrities. Like, it's, and I know she will never, but like, it's literally gutting me that Taylor Swift hasn't said anything. Like, this, I'm literally gonna cry. Like, it's so stupid. Why am I crying? Like, this is someone I admire so much. And like, I put so much of my heart into. Like, it's so stupid. Like, I really need to reevaluate.
I mean, I've been saying that, but yeah.
No, it's like embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like, I know she'll never. She doesn't speak out about anything.
But this is unlike anything
it really
that
is.
Has ever happened, like, in our lifetimes. In
this isn't just century. Like another social issue where you like post a graphic and check a box. Like,
no.
This, and by the way, it's only going to get worse. And that's another thing that's just so harrowing. Like, this is just the beginning of it. Like, mm-hmm. Israel is yet to retaliate. So many people are going to die. And in America, it's like this dumb war of statements.
Dumb war of statements. And it's like, you know, there's bad on both sides. No, that's not what it is. This is good versus evil. Israel's going to defend itself now, and people are going to die, and Israel's going to go out of their way to make sure there's as few civilian casualties as possible. They, from the before they started dropping bombs, they said women, children, civilians,
go to
the
shores,
get
the fuck out. Go north.
There's two borders outside of Gaza. People don't understand this.
Let's talk about this.
The Gaza Strip borders Israel on one side, where that's how they got into massacre, slaughter fest, rape fest 2023. And they also, in the south, border Egypt. If they want to get out of Gaza, go to Egypt.
Oh, they can't, Jackie.
Why?
Palestinians living in Gaza are not allowed into Egypt.
Why, Claudia?
I don't know. Why doesn't somebody ask Egypt?
Why? Where's Egypt? You guys, and bring keep up in Egypt. Mind, why don't you, instead of, while I don't support that Israeli government, what about Egypt, where the fuck are you at?
No, and by the way,
because of course Israel's not going to let those people in right now, because when they let those people in, you saw what happened.
And by the way, for many years, you were allowed to, there wasn't like a big border between Israel and Gaza. Like, you could roam freely, and you know what happened? People roamed freely with bombs on their chests,
right.
And they blew up a Sbarro pizza shop, and they blew up buses. So that's why we are where we are now, where you can't just freely roam in.
No, and there's a checkpoint where you have to get searched so that you don't enter with weapons. Like, there's history there. It's not this way for no reason. Israel has been so fucking patient with these monsters.
Yeah.
They're out of time.
These monsters.
Even for days, they're still telling people to go. If Hamas doesn't let the women and children go and they still want to plant their children in front of their rocket launchers and the rocket launchers need to be bombed, those deaths are on Hamas.
100%. Like, I think everybody everywhere can acknowledge and feel for innocent Palestinians living in Gaza, like for real. And to put any blame on what's going to happen to them on Israel is shameful and anti-Semitic, because anything that happens to an innocent person in Gaza is at the sole responsibility of their elected officials. And their elected officials, their government, is Hamas, a terrorist organization whose charter says, we will not be happy, we will not sleep peacefully until every Jew is eradicated. We will not be happy until Israel is completely wiped off the map. And once we do that, our next victim, America.
Right.
So if caring about people in the Middle East is not something you're capable of, well, first of all, look inward. And second of all, maybe you can care when it's about you, and it already is about you. 12, I heard this morning on the news, I don't know if this number is verified, 12 of the 150 people captured and living in Gaza are
American hostages.
American hostages.
And 14 of the deaths are American citizens.
There are Germans there. There are Mexicans there. There are Nepalese people there. Like, I don't know what I could possibly say to make people care and make people see what's going on, but this impacts all of us. Like, it really does. So if you can't, you know, lift an arm to give a shit about Jews, maybe you'll care about a fellow American. I don't know, though.
Also, another weak statement. I support Israel and I support a free Palestine, you guys.
So does Israel.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but when they chant free Palestine, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That is the land of Israel. So you cannot have a Jewish state and a free Palestine. We've been trying. We would love that. But that doesn't work for them. So you can't, there's no both sides here.
That's just the end of it. Like, there's no both sides here. Please. Like, so take a stand. Stand for something.
How scared people are of the backlash. And we've heard that, like, a lot of, you know, managers, publicists, whatever, are telling their clients, don't say anything. Even if they want to post something, they're like, don't post anything.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
And I guess if you weren't going to post anything.
So stop posting your regular life.
Stop posting your regular life. Stop posting your ads. Because I haven't noticed any, like, I only notice the influencers who are posting their regular life. I'm like, oh, but you didn't post anything about this. But if you haven't posted anything, I haven't noticed. Like, you're flying under the radar.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that's fine.
But to go on, like, so unabashedly, like, going, you know, flying around, going to parties, like, it's insane.
Posting your ads.
Yeah.
Though I do have an ad today, and I'm going to be posting it.
Yeah, why should we be punished?
No, I'll get the money, and I'll donate it to Israel.
No, any brands who want to work with me, I'm fielding all incoming offers. I will be donating it to Israel, so.
Yeah, why would I leave that on the table?
No, like, for sure.
Why is Hamas going to
win?
Win, take my money?
No, literally.
No, I don't think so.
Not today, Hamas, not today.
Other things buoying me.
Oh, yes.
My book.
Of course.
Last night, this made me cry, and so many toasters are sending me pictures of their kids with my book. I sent this picture in the chat of this little redheaded girl holding the book. She literally was the camper.
She's you.
And the toaster was like, she thinks the book is about her.
Stop.
Oh my God, Claudia, I was sobbing. Beside myself. Like,
100%.
I don't know why it just, like, it struck me.
I know why.
Just because the book is, like, it's so pure and just, like, I don't know. It was the cutest thing I ever saw. It is about her. I told her, I'm like, tell her the book is about her. She is the camper.
Jackie. Redhead representation matters.
No, it really does. Like, she said she doesn't really, like, see... Redheads aren't usually, like, the main character. Yeah. We've got a few. You know, we have parents.
Hallie and Annie. But even they had to split screen time.
It was two redheads played by one actress.
Right.
They
That's
couldn't
a
even
little
cast
representation.
Him. Yeah. And it just, like, warmed my heart. People are sending me all of these pictures with the book. Their kids are loving it. The book is sold out everywhere, so I don't really have a lot of promotion to do today. It will be back in stock on Thursday, so maybe I'll do a fresh launch day on Friday, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Let's regroup on Friday. Let's go fucking hard on Friday.
Yeah, for the book when there's more in stock. I can't believe it sold out everywhere. Like, I didn't think
Okay, Jeanette McCurdy.
I didn't, like, when I placed my first order of books, like, that's how many I thought I would sell
over time.
So I never thought I would run out on launch week, which is cool, but it's not even, like, good, you know, because it's annoying that people can't get the book that they want. But there are still copies available at Talk Shop Live. Those are the signed book plate copies. I'll be doing Talk Shop Live tonight.
So
we'll also be running a drive for Friends of the IDF through Talk Shop Live. So we'll just be, like, girly swirlies, chilling. Talking about the book, doing our thing, and that will just be fun. And maybe it will be buoying for some.
For sure. And I think, by the way, like, the reason why that made you choke up, I think we're all just like, so many in Israel, like, the majority of the victims of violence and terrorism are kids.
Yeah.
So whether you're a mom or not, you're just like looking at kids now, like
these precious souls.
Precious, like, souls who at every cost need to be protected.
Yeah.
That's why.
So it's for the kids.
It's for the kids. It's the best book ever. Like, and I heard everybody talking about what happened at the lake. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. You have to get the book. No spoilers here.
So thank you to everyone who's been so supportive. The Toasters are the best community. My DMs are flooded with love and support, and I've read them all. I can't get, like, I haven't responded to all of them, but I see them, and it means so, so much to us.
Oh, my God. I met 1,000 Toasters. I literally was like, I felt like the president. Like, no.
You should have gotten up and given a speech.
I was a little offended I wasn't asked to sing Hatikva, my favorite song that I slay so hard. Olivia literally asked me last night to send her a video of myself singing Hatikva, but, like, I was a little hoarse. I didn't want to do it.
Who sang it?
Nobody. Or maybe I didn't stay for the entire thing. So maybe, like, at the end, somebody sang it.
Okay, maybe on the next one.
Yeah, I'm available. I love the Israel National Anthem. It's the best song.
It is. Are you going to do it? No. It's honestly, it would make me cry.
I know, and it, honestly,
I literally can't,
I
want to
wait
ever,
for the proper stage.
I can't ever hear the that song without crying, especially not today. So
no.
We're not here to depress you.
No, we're going to try.
You're already depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to try to buoy. We've got buoy. Some random fucking stories.
Certain celebrities are buoying me right now.
Yeah. And certain celebrities I'll never speak of again.
Yeah. I think we all know who they are. Like, they need not be named.
Yeah.
We all know.
So without further ado.
I guess.
Did you hear?
I just don't want to feel stupid again, you know?
No, I don't feel stupid. Like, okay. It's important.
It is. It is. It's it is. It is. It is.
To bring light and laughter and.
That's so the essence of the Jewish people. Like, they're yes. killing us and we're dancing.
No, I'm like, literally, I saw a video of, like, a wedding in Israel.
I know, where the bride and groom had come, so, and none of the guests could come.
So just random Israelis, Jews were there celebrating, dancing with them.
Like they gave them a wedding. It was so sweet.
It was so sweet. Like, that's what we have to do. We have to live.
We do, we do, we do.
It's hard, but that's what we do. So we're going to do what we do, dadu. And here are the fast five stories that you most certainly don't need to know, but you're gonna. You're gonna.
Today's episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. The holiday rush means more mailing and shipping for your business, but it doesn't have to mean more stress. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money for 25 years, and it can help you get ready for the holiday ramp up. All you need is Stamps.com's premium rates for all your postage needs. Thank you, Stamps.com, for reminding us that season is upon us. And that season is fabulous, but it's also very stressful, especially if you own a business. And with Stamps.com, you have your own personal post office wherever you go. All you need is a computer and a printer, and they'll even send you a free scale so you'll have everything you need. Taking care of orders on the go is even easier with the Stamps.com mobile app. If you need to arrange a pickup, you can easily schedule it through the Stamps.com dashboard. You're basically getting premium discounts and supplies at your fingertips. So if you're running low, you can order shipping and mailing supplies, labels, even printers from their supply store. You're getting huge discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates to help your bottom line, and they automatically tell you the cheapest and fastest shipping options for your order. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over a million businesses, so get your business ready for the holiday rush and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TOAST for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts are required. All you have to do is go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, enter code TOAST, and get access to the USPS and UPS services that you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. There's no lines, there's no traffic, and there's no waiting. So again, go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter code TOAST, which is T-O-A-S-T. Today's episode is also brought to you by Skylight Frames. Ever miss your loved ones when you aren't together? Because I know I do, because my sisters hate me and they moved to Florida. Here's a gift that brings everyone together, no matter how far apart you are, the Skylight Frame. So the Skylight Frame is a great gift for parents. It is a touchscreen photo frame that your whole family can email photos to, and they will appear in seconds. You get to share your favorite moments with the people that matter most. So it's a great gift for anyone with a birthday coming up, someone who just had a baby, grandparents. It really is a great, great gift for grandparents, because even though it's digital, it's extremely simple to set up and to continually send photos to. So even if you're not, you know, the most technologically advanced, maybe you're not, you know, Turdy, the IT department, you can still handle a Skylight Frame. And it looks like a real photo frame, so it adds a beautiful touch attached to your home, and it can hold thousands of photos that will continuously rotate throughout the day and bring daily joy. So they have a gorgeous touchscreen. It comes in two sizes, the original 10-inch and a new 15-inch gallery frame. You can swipe through photos with your finger. You can tap it to give a little like, and it'll let that person know that you liked it. They have 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so if you don't love your skylight, they will offer you a full refund. Time goes fast. Staying in touch with those we love is more important than ever. And now the skylight frame makes it easy and fun. As a special offer for our listeners, you can get $15 off your purchase of a skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com/toast. That'll get you $15 off your purchase at Skylight Frame. So just go to skylightframe.com/toast. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/toast. skylightframe.com/TOAST. Today's episode is also brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Right now, let's give a shout out to all the people whose job it is to hire, from the small business owners growing their team to the HR directors hiring hundreds across the nation. You have one of the toughest jobs there is. But what if I were to tell you that there was something that can make your whole hiring process faster and easier? It's ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/toast. So instead of you doing all the hiring work, ZipRecruiter works for you. Once you post your job on ZipRecruiter, it sends it to over 100 job sites, so you're reaching more of the right people. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology scans thousands of resumes for you to identify people whose skills and experience match your job. And because you've got a busy schedule, they're saving you time. Their smart technology finds and sends you the available great matches for your job. And once you review the list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply, so they're more likely to apply sooner. So hiring heroes, let us help you. You do so much. It's our turn to help you. Let ZipRecruiter make your life and your job easier. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself and go to our exclusive link, ZipRecruiter.com/toast, to try ZipRecruiter for free. So again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/TOAST. ZipRecruiter.com/toast. Help you find the right people for your job. It can be really hard. It's a really harrowing process. Whatever you're looking for, they cover a wide span of candidates. They have got you covered. It is the best and most efficient way to find the right candidates. So again, ZipRecruiter.com/toast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. We also have Dear Toasters today. And when I tell you, I was chuckling when I was reading them.
Oh, good.
You have the iPad, so.
I do. I'm taking my sweet time.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No you rush. Know.
Our first story is actually some celeb news that would have made the Fast Five if the world wasn't set on fire by Hamas on Saturday. So Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have reached a custody agreement.
It's nice.
And they're speaking out after their successful mediation, and they vow to be great co-parents. Joe and Sophie are ready to put their tumultuous custody battle behind them and focus on amicably raising their young daughters. The former couple released a joint statement about their co-parenting dynamic just hours after reaching a temporary custody agreement for their 3-year-old and 1-year-old. Quote, after a productive and successful mediation, we have agreed that the children will spend time in equally loving homes in both the U.S. and the U.K. We look forward to being great co-parents.
This was just like a shocking turn of events because it's been so bad.
Yeah.
And I think when we all saw the lawsuit and then the custody, we were reading it and we were like, this is something that's going to go on forever and it's going to get really messy. So they mediated one time. We all saw the pictures of Sophie leaving and we love that.
Do you think that the events of this weekend maybe put things into perspective for them?
I don't know how involved, you know, Joe and Sophie are in global issues. Like, I don't know.
I just feel like it could have. And for some people, it would have. Maybe not that. Maybe they were like,
it's definitely possible that this could have impacted someone.
But it's like, wow. You know what? Like, let's do what's best.
We're fighting over what mansion.
Right. Let's put, like, you love them. I love them. Let's split time with them. Like, we are so grateful and blessed.
Honestly, that's an amazing call. I think it's entirely possible because, like, we were saying, like, anyone with a child specifically, like, is looking at them differently today.
Yeah, and I feel like we were saying how this was getting so nasty. Like, it was going to be one mediation of many, and if they could even mediate, they would probably go to court. They have a court date for January, and all of a sudden,
it's all good.
It's good.
I mean, that would be a nice thing. I don't know.
I feel like for some people that would have happened. I don't know them personally. So I don't know if that's what it is, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Me neither. That's a nice way to look at it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they worked this out. Honestly, I have not enjoyed talking about the demise of this marriage and this family. Like, it's actually really sad.
Yeah.
So they were able to work it out across the pond. So it's good.
I wonder where in the U.S. they'll live. Hopefully New York, because
it's so much closer. It's so much closer. It's really the equivalent if one of them lived in L.A. and one of them lived in New York, if they're doing New York and L.A.
Yeah.
6 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good.
I'm happy for you.
Next story. Dancing with the Stars is dancing with stars. And
the stars are dancing.
The stars are still dancing, which was crazy. I was on one of their Instagrams last night to see if she had posted anything. And her whole feed was Dancing with the Stars.
Who?
I was
like, one of the dancers?
One of the stars.
Oh, so who?
Ariana Maddox. Oh. She's very vocal.
Vocal so
I was
queen.
Like, I didn't, it was just her whole thing was Dancing with the Stars. I was like, this is still happening?
Well, you know, it's so crazy. Maybe like we're too in it, but like I can't believe people are literally doing anything. I mean, it's crazy.
And they should dance. Like, and no, and like you're not going to cancel Dancing with the Stars because like, come on.
Because there's a war. Group. Yeah.
But it was just so weird to see.
You know, that is weird.
Stories were like so many slides of like.
Dancing, pirouette, kickball change.
All this crapola. I was like, wow. I'm just like. No, that's on a different universe.
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, you know me, like I am a sleuth. I am a curious cat. Like when people are doing fundraisers on Instagram, like I'm seeing which of the people I follow have donated. Harry Jowsey donating $1,000 to the cause. We stan.
Obsessed.
Vote for Harry Jowsey.
King.
Vote for Harry Jowsey and Mauricio Umansky.
Right, because Mauricio Umansky declared that he was dancing for Israel after performing the Fox shot with his partner Emma Slater on Motown Night.
No,
they
love him.
Danced to the pop song Working My Way Back to You and he said, tonight I stood by Israel and I danced for Israel and we gave it our all. His routine scored 23 out of 40 points.
Oh my God, like, why is this making me cry? This is so stupid. Dancing. Like, I can't. I love Mauricio. I take back every bad thing I've ever said about him. He's my Jewish king. He's always, you know what? Like, he's always used his very small role on Housewives. Kyle, too, like, talking about their, you know, interfaith marriage and her conversion and Shabbat, raising Jewish daughters. I love them. I'm sorry.
Love them. He's always been, like, a very good representation of a Jewish man.
Yeah, especially because there's so many misconceptions about Judaism. I feel like we had this conversation when there was, like, a spike in anti-Semitism, like, a year ago. Because a lot of people who don't care to learn about the faith, like, really just dismiss Jewish people as white. And it's so not true. Judaism is an ethno-religion. And I think what's going on in Israel is a testament to that. Like, there are Lebanese Jews. There are Arab Jews. Like, most of the Jewish population lives in Israel, over half, and they are not white.
Yeah.
They're, I guess, brown. And Mauricio's a testament. He's a Mexican Jew. Like, you can...
There's Ethiopian Jews.
Of course, there are black Jews. And Mauricio's just a testament to that because he is a Mexican Jew. And people, I think, who don't know the complexities of the religion would say that's impossible to be a Mexican Jew. But it's entirely possible. And you're right. He's been a fabulous representation for our people. And I think we need to remember that more.
And then I think there's also a lot of really public Jews who, you know, most days are really great representations of the people. But in times like this, they fucking suck.
Seth Rogen, like, literally never hated someone so much in my goddamn
life.
What
did he do?
What didn't he do? Like, he's the worst.
Yeah.
We don't claim him.
So to not only see that he's like a good Jewish man, but he supports Israel and not backing down. He's the whole package.
And then there's the other shtick. I think Margot said this in one of our group chats. So shout out counts. Like, people who love to use like Judaism and culture for shtick.
For shtick.
And like jokes and like latkes. Ha ha ha. Like being a Jew when it's easy. And Ben Platt. And they get platforms for that. And people use their statements as resources and they do nothing.
And yeah, other people who, you know, dislike Jews and don't want to support Jews, they use those statements and they hide behind them.
Because
and
they're it's like, a Jewish
look,
person.
This Jewish person. I'm with the Jew. I'm with the Jew who fucking sucks.
Yeah. And then there's other, like another subset of people who are very proudly married to Jews or like date Jews and be like, oh, Jewish men make the best husbands. And we all know that. And they love to advocate for the Jewish people like as in a joke, like a ha-ha.
Yeah.
That's why I had seen that video of Alex Cooper that went viral being like, first thing my mom told me was like, date a Jewish man.
I wish my mom told me.
Oh, I wish my mom told me date a Jewish man. And it went really viral. And then when this was happening, you know, my ass flocked to her page.
Yeah.
She posted.
No, it's like okay,
you can't be with us when it's funny.
When it's like nice and fun for you, but you have to also stand with us.
During the hard times. So, yeah. I'm just taking
notes.
But then
there are also women who date Jewish men or convert and marry Jewish men and have Jewish children who are the best advocates for the Jewish community.
They always say the Jewish converts are better than the Jews. Like, they have such a, I don't even know what the word is, like, Ruach is the word,
mm-hmm.
like which translates to spirit, but it's like this fiery fucking need. They are more observant than, you know, people who were born Jewish. They are, you're right, like converted Jews have this crazy energy in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a spectrum, you
it
guys.
It totally is.
And just because someone's Jewish and they said something like doesn't mean that that's the right thing. Like
right.
Ben Platt's statement, like
crap,
throw it in the garbage, light it on fire. goodbye.
Bye.
Also, someone who used to be like that, but who has stepped his pussy up, is Andy Cohen.
Let's talk about Andy Cohen. I'm so glad you brought that up. He used to be the worst. Like, whenever there was, like, spikes in anti-Semitism, talk about somebody who was the biggest platform. And he's not shouting into an echo chamber. I think a lot of creators who are very proudly Jewish and pro-Israel, their followers are the same, you know? So it's great, but it's not really moving the needle because you're just shouting into an echo chamber. I mean, talk about Andy Cohen. Like, could he be friends with more celebrities of different backgrounds? Could he have a wider audience, like, all over the country from housewives and... And talk about somebody who's literally done nothing, like, for the people or the movement. Like, always, like, it has definitely marred my view of him over the last couple of years because he really, for a very, 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 very long time, was, like, an enormous role model of mine.
Yeah, but also talk about someone who not only has the audience and the celebrities and the connections, but whose shtick is so Jewish.
Mazel.
Everything.
Yeah, no, so who has built a brand with the Jewish humor and the Jewish culture, but and it has been enormously disappointing in recent years, but you're right, he has stepped his pussy up. Like,
usually, like, when there's a spike, it takes him a few days, and then he, like, posts, like, a week Instagram story, and that's it. This time he posted in feed.
Yep.
And he was unequivocal.
He was very clear.
And it's Israeli flag. Very clear. That's all it needs to say.
And you know what? I do imagine that some of the influence, I have to imagine Anderson Cooper has influenced him. Anderson Cooper has been fabulous. Like, I watched a bunch of his segments interviewing Israelis on the ground, interviewing friends and family of people
who... He's in Israel?
He's in Israel. He has been for a few days, crying on air. Like, really, I have to imagine Anderson had an impact on Andy, because, you know, they're thick
as thieves. Andy had an impact on Anderson.
Oh, true.
Great. Our next story, random as fuck. Yellowstone's Cole Hauser launches a new coffee line inspired by his cowboy roots.
Well, before we promote his coffee, what did he post? No, I'm kidding.
Let's just, like, make sure that he, like, I'm sure he didn't post anything.
And it's fine. Not like he's like, it's fine. Like,
no, he's not someone that, like, I need to hear from, you know, because I don't hear from him ever. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have an Instagram. Oh, no,
he does have an Instagram. I follow him. And so I would have seen. What? What did he post?
Oh, no. Sorry. It's, something from September, but it was like a group of people.
He posts, but he's very like, hoo-hah, America, which I feel like those people are pro-Israel. So.
Oh, yeah. He was posting like September 11 tributes.
Right.
Hoo-ha, America.
He's giving hoo-ha, America, like with the beard. I would mark him as safe if I had to guess. Like, if I was a betting woman, I think he'd be okay.
Yeah, so he's bringing his ranch lifestyle to breakfasts everywhere.
Can't wait to support.
On Wednesday, the actor who plays Rip on Yellowstone, Rip, launched his Free Reign Coffee Company. People can reveal exclusively. How exciting for people.
I don't really feel like that was a people exclusive. Like, I heard about it like weeks ago.
I'm so happy for you people that you could reveal that exclusively. Why don't you do some more coverage about Israel?
The new brand
is meant to be a nod to the rugged spirit of the West and pay tribute to the hardworking cowboys that Hauser grew up around on and off set.
Like I said, hoo-ha, America.
You know what? I feel like he... is a cowboy on TV, and like then we all started following him, and he's like a cowboy in real life. I feel like there could be like a scandal about him.
Where he grew up in New England?
Yeah, where it's like he's not a cowboy, like he went to boarding school, and he's like putting on this role and appropriating cowboy culture because that's what people want to see from him.
Okay, this is like totally random. I'm like sitting here thinking, like, I'm literally embarrassed that I cried about Taylor Swift. Like, I need a grip. Like, I'm not okay.
It's
can
always,
we cut that out?
No.
I'm just really emotional.
It's
like, seriously.
Always the most random things that get you.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like
if anybody
things,
ever clipped that, like, I would die of humiliation.
But just if you clip that, like, clip this part too where she said she's embarrassed.
Yeah, like, am I okay?
But I feel like other things, like, we prepare ourselves for to talk about on the show.
Yes.
And, like, we got our tears out about the babies yesterday, yep. Like, and we knew it was going to come up today, and like, you can
prepare yourself.
Yeah. And then something just hits you sideways.
Yeah, no, I'm humiliated.
That's like what I said at the Dear Toasters last week when she was crying about the bill.
Yeah,
that she like had
you
to know,
you're right, and I made fun of her.
Yeah, like,
no, I'm a different person this week. Like, you will, this is a new turdy, a nerdy.
Anyways, Cole Hauser, who still seems to be a cowboy, has six blends that each cater to different tastes.
No, but you're right. I'm ready for the Cole Hauser documentary. Hashtag Cole Hauser is over party.
No. Rip.
Rip. No, I'm ready for it. Like, you're right. So inauthentic.
No, I'm saying maybe it's not inauthentic, but I could
you
see
could
that
see a
happening.
World in which.
Like, he's the Rachel Dolezal of the cowboy world.
I agree. I could see it.
But for now,
but
he's
I feel
good.
Like the only person who talks about Rachel Dolezal anymore is Joey Camasta. He like never lets it go. And I think as a society, we need to talk about it more. That was crazy.
Yeah, but also she's like an adjective now. Like anybody who's like
you got Rachel Dolezal,
who's like pretending to be
someone they're not.
Someone they're not, or like from a culture that they're not, is Rachel Dolezal.
So just to refresh my mind, she pretended to be black and made her way up to the president of the NAACP.
Yeah, she had a big role at the NAACP at like
she would like braid her hair and stuff.
Yeah, and like a lot of self-tanner.
And then how did people find out that she was actually just not black at all?
I don't know, but that's what people do.
That's where people really are the best. Like, that was, sorry, I was talking about people who exposed her, not Rachel Dolezal.
And it's like Ilaria. That was crazy too.
Yeah, that was crazy. But it, yeah, but Ilaria wasn't working at the Center for, you know, Latin Life.
No, like, and it was just like funny and it,
weird and like embarrassing.
Weird and embarrassing.
But it was like deeply problematic because she worked at the NAACP.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Crazy times.
Let's start. We need to start talking about Rachel Dolezal.
We need
more.
A list of Rachel Dolezals.
Yes. Yes. Comment below.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg being a Jew?
Yeah, but like not at all.
No, she's not a Jew.
She just changed her name and like tells people she's Jewish.
Rachel Dolezal.
It's giving Rachel Dolezal. Actually, I've been...
Where's Whoopi been?
Another thing buoying me. The nanny. Like, for real. Me and Ben, we got home from the rally maybe at 6:30. We ate Chinese food and we sat in bed in dead silence and scrolled our phones till 10 o'clock. You just can't go to bed after that. No. Like, so we watched two episodes of The Nanny. It's a show like that is so proudly Jewish. Like, darling, the invitation's a halfway to Israel already. Like, they just like talk about Israel as it's just, it's really beautiful. It's buoying me.
That's
and
nice.
It's an actually funny show. Wait, where's Fran Drescher?
I'm sure she's doing something because she's a vocal
queen. About everything.
Yeah.
Let me just double check. Like,
yeah. No. I have faith, but let's see.
She hasn't posted since October 4th. I don't think she has like a constant stream of Instagram stories.
It goes down in the stories.
It goes down in the stories. I agree. That was 6 days, 7 days ago.
Fran Drescher story. We need like, what are those things called?
A Google Doc?
No. Those advocacy groups. They're like watch groups, watchdogs or something.
Okay. That like keeps a running list.
That just like, they keep tabs on stuff.
We also like, we really need to talk about the posting and deleting. Like, it's running rampant. I can't believe people haven't learned.
I know. Let's see.
I doubt Fran Drescher has posted anything. Like, her Instagram is not a reflection of her, like, streams of consciousness.
No, she hasn't been in the news since July. Oh, with the word Israel. Let me take that
out. Oh, yeah. Because whatever you're going to find is going to be about SAG, because she's a president of SAG-AFTRA.
Variety to hold Hollywood Summit on anti-Semitism. Oh, you're a part of this. With Fran Drescher, Marc Maron, Alex
Zelenman. I forgot that she's doing that.
And Claudia Ashray.
Is my name in the headline?
No, but I added it, because you'll be there.
Yes, what fabulous timing, for real.
Yeah, much needed.
This thing was already, I'm going to LA next week for it. And Fran is like the keynote speaker. And I asked the organizers, I'm like, you have to let me get a picture with Fran.
Why aren't you in the text of this article?
I don't know. I did get a media alert. I think I am in like the very bottom if you want to keep scrolling all the way down.
No, I scroll.
No, I'm there. I know I am. Claudia, like, no, for real. Give me the fucking iPad. I know I am.
Literally, Claudia.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I don't know this website. The Variety.
The official one. So
obviously, this website cut me out.
What website is it? Hold on.
I don't want to say it.
Let me see. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, but I'm in it, okay? Everyone eat my ass.
So make sure to check out Kohlhauser's Coffee.
Happy for you. Today's episode is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh and healthy dog food. It's developed by vets, it's nutritionally balanced and made from real healthy ingredients to human food safety conditions. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages because it's not kibble and it's not canned crap. It's healthy, real food. Traditional dog and wet dry food that we all know are very processed, they can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they are extremely difficult to proportion accurately. The Farmer's Dog, so it's just not fresh and healthy dog food, even though it is. They also are sending the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique needs. So when you sign up, you'll answer a ton of questions about your dog's health, habits, so many things about the breed. And they're basically tailoring a very fancy, perfectly made diet for your dog. And there are so many healthy benefits when you switch from processed food to fresh, healthy dog food from the Farmer's Dog. For Theo, when we switched, one of my main issues was his breath. Like, I knew it wasn't normal. It was so bad. And I'm just like a breath person. His breath is so much better. His bowel movements are more consistent. They're better sizing. They're like the same time every day because it's just really just getting his health in check. His coat is shinier. There's just so many benefits. I can't recommend investing in fresh, healthy dog food enough. Stress Bros are the most important people in our lives and we must protect them at all costs. And that starts with what we put in their body. The Farmer's Dog is a fabulous option. Doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time. So get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/toast. Plus, you're getting free shipping when you go to thefarmersdog.com/toast. So for your 50% off your first box and free shipping, go to thefarmersdog.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Seed. Gut health is a huge thing right now. A staggering 650 million videos are made about it on TikTok, and a quick Google search will yield over 30 million results. And there's a lot of, you know, people saying things and doing things, but Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic is a plant-based prebiotic and probiotic with 24 strain that has been clinically or scientifically studied for its benefits. It's free from 14 classes of allergens. So it's peanut-free, it's gluten-free, it's sesame-free, it's soy-free, it's dairy-free, it's shellfish-free, it's corn-free. How it works is you're taking two capsules a day on an empty stomach, and it's engineered to survive. This is why Seed is different. They're engineered to survive your external and internal environments. So their capsule-in-capsule ViaCap safeguards viability through digestion for a delivery of 100% of your probiotic to your colon. The outer capsule survives the elegant barrier to oxygen, moisture, and heat, so no refrigeration is necessary. So here's some of the benefits. Most importantly, your digestive health. You want to make big soft duties? Take Seed. There's also a lot of skin benefits. They have four specific strains that have been shown to promote healthy skin and reinforce a healthy gut skin axis. There's also a lot of health benefits. You can maintain blood cholesterol levels in the normal range. You can support healthy intestinal recycling of cholesterol and bile. So if you're interested in any of that, Seed is the product for you. The Daily DS01 Symbiotic is the product for you. If you want to avoid gut mania, head to the trusted source for symbiotics. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/toast and use code TOAST. That will get you 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's a nice big discount. So cut through the gut health noise. Visit seed.com/toast and use code TOAST to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. So again, that's 30% off. Seed, SEED.com/toast, seed.com/TOAST for 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic.
And our next story just is going to take us back to a simpler time.
Thank you.
The Coast Guard recovers Titan sub wreckage and more presumed human remains.
Oh, God.
1,600 feet from the Titanic, which was the submersible's destination when it imploded in June. Do you think they
saw it? How much is 1,600 feet? How many feet is a mile?
1,600 feet is 16 rulers. 1,600 rulers.
Not 16 rulers. Yeah, no, I know, but that's hard for me to...
No, that's a lot of rulers.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't have seen it.
No.
Unless they drifted and they happened to have been closer before.
Yeah, but I don't think it means that they made it down there, especially because when they heard the...
They said that it collapsed almost immediately. Like,
yeah, and the Coast Guard heard it. That was also fucking sus.
Yeah.
Sussy story.
Sussylicious.
Additional presumed human remains.
Sussy SpaceX.
And the final pieces of the doomed Titan submersible were plucked from the depths of the Atlantic Ocean last week. Well, I guess this officially concludes this story. Marine safety engineers for the Coast Guard recovered several parts of the wreckage, including the 22-foot vessel's intact titanium end capped from the ocean floor on Wednesday. But when they were searching the ocean floor for like a bunch of days and pretending to us like they didn't know anything when they clearly did, they didn't look 1,600 feet away and see this end cap?
Right. I had heard they were searching for miles.
Right.
And according to my math, 1,600 feet is less than a mile.
Sussy SpaceX.
No, this whole situation was so weird. Remember when it was like all we were talking about it? Honestly, I really miss those days, even though it was such a terrible story.
But it was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time.
There was no, you know, real villain except for that CEO.
Yeah. And we all agreed.
And we,
I miss those days of unity.
It's like the Suez.
That's what I thought when you were starting the story. Oh. I thought you were talking about the Suez. I'm like, wait, what's the Titan? And then I remember.
I've moved on from the Suez.
I have too. I actually moved on pretty quickly.
Suez no longer buoys me.
No, the Suez no longer services me. Like, serves me. It was just, it was a moment in time, and people tried to make it more than that, and it really wasn't.
And now they get, like, stuck looking for attention.
Yeah, oh my God. Everybody's always going to the Suez with their big boats these days. Like,
they're like, oops. It's a little tight.
Oh no, what did I do? Look, everybody's being like attention seeking whores.
Yeah, I guess if I were a ship captain, like wanting to go viral, I'd give it a shot in the Suez.
I know, and I feel like so much of the ship captain life is like lonesome and boring. And you know what? If they need this to like stimulate themselves, I'll give them the attention they want.
Oopsies.
I made a whoopsie in my pants. Oh no, I made caca. When I'm caca in the bed.
I'm caca in the bed. Our fifth and final story.
Yeah.
It's Amazon Prime Day.
Who cares?
What are you getting? Prime Day 2023 continues.
I don't know. Has Amazon released a statement?
With amazing deals. Jeff Bezos, like, where is he slinging his coin?
That's so true.
But he also owns the Washington Post, which sucks ass.
Literally, like, oh, that's an amazing point.
I don't know, but
Lawrence, but you feel like when you're at that level, like, you just own stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you're a part of the editorial team.
Yeah, and you don't deal with the
little people on the ground. Not that I'm excusing
it. But if you do have, like, things that you care about,
you would make an effort.
You would make an effort.
Yeah, what about Lauren?
She's I could see her being, like,
a pro-Israel queen.
Yeah.
Me too.
And she clearly doesn't give a fuck what people think about her.
She's dating Jeff Bezos.
No, and, like, she just, like, does her thing.
You know, when you're at that level, like, you...
You know what? She posts on Instagram. You can afford to not give a fuck.
Yeah, what did she say?
And it's also crazy how all these people who, like, philanthropy and service is kind of their brand because they just have money and nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Like, are silent. Like, the...
Who are you referring to?
Meghan and Harry.
Yeah.
Humanitarian.
Yes, crisis.
And they're out here talking about mental health today.
Today?
Yeah, it's like World Mental Health Appreciation Day.
Oh,
like,
my God. Those days help nobody. Like, I think it's important that we all acknowledge that.
That people who never supported.
Also, shout out to Toast sponsor BetterHelp, who's offering free therapy to everyone in Israel for the atrocities they've had to witness over the last few days. Proud to be a show sponsored by BetterHelp. Not today, but just in general.
Yeah. Hold on. She's the vice chair of Bezos Earth Fund.
Did she post anything?
She has three stories right now, mm-hmm. but it's been a while.
Right.
In feed, no, I think she went to that U2 concert and the big...
Sphere,
yeah.
The sphere that was covered in an Israeli flag and YouTube performed and sang a song in solidarity with Israel. I love Vegas. Can't wait to return.
She posted this, like, but it's
I'm seeing
unclear.
A lot of texts.
It's unclear.
You want to know the most telling thing? It's a tweet from someone, from a pastor. You want to know the most telling thing about how much power social media has on people? It's that people who've never supported a thing in your life will weaponize responses like unfollowed as if that's supposed to hurt you. You could have left without an announcement. Okay, that is...
Could go
either way. But let's see
what this... There's unfollowing happening on both
let's
sides.
Let's see what this pastor has been posting. Nothing. Well, things about, of course, you know, having Christ in your life, but not... he spoke at the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia 2 days ago.
Okay. That's good. It's so funny the way...
We have to research.
You just have to, like, know where people stand. Like, because I don't want to, like, talk about or follow people who support evil. That's just, like, not what I want to do.
And then she posted another thing. We love your big feelings.
Yeah, that's, like, mental healthy. Okay. Because it's, I think today...
I'm sorry, talking about mental health given what's going on is a scapegoat. Like, you're seeing influencers being like, mental health is of utmost importance right now. Mental health is always of utmost importance.
Being able to worry about your mental health
is actually
a privilege when you don't have your physical health. Like, look at this headline from People today. Meghan Markle stuns in an off-the-white shoulder ensemble on October 10th at the Archwell Foundation Parents Summit titled Mental Wellness in the Digital Age during Project Healthy Minds World Mental Health Day Festival in New York.
No, that's an insanely long headline.
First of all, trim it down.
Trim it down. That's just journalism 101.
So today's World Mental Health Day.
I'm sorry. I just feel like when things become days, like International Women's Day, things, when you become a day, the cause is over. Like, because to me, it helps nobody. It almost trivializes what the thing is about. And it makes me feel stupid being a woman on International Women's Day, like, for real.
Yeah. World Mental Health Day.
And if you're going to have, like, a summit about motherhood and kids and, like, you don't acknowledge what's going on right now, like...
You're a joke.
Yeah.
And it's not a funny one.
Pass me the iPad. We still have your toasters. Do we want to do that today? Yeah, I feel like it'll lift spirits.
Yeah, we have time.
Okay. So Dear Toasters, our, weekly advice segment is where you guys can write into us about what you're currently dealing with. And we'll do our best to give you advice. It's all anonymous. You can email us, deartoasters@gmail.com, or you can head over to thetoastpodcast.com and submit it there too. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I want to start with this one that I saw earlier. It was like giggly. Okay. Hi, Claudia and Jax. I'm a grown woman marrying a grown man. He just so happens to be providing me an opportunity, as our therapist says, to temporarily be living with his parents before we buy our home. Oh, before we buy their home. Oh, that was an important thing I misread. So I guess they're moving or whatever. They're going to buy the house from the parents. With this comes a plethora of issues with the future in-laws. I've learned to not get mad, but rather just laugh. Yesterday, my future mother-in-law took the liberty to fold my clothes from the dryer. I can understand if I was hogging valuable real estate, but she wasn't even doing laundry. My fiance says she was just
nice.
My fiance says she was just being nice, but I surmised she wanted to see my undergarments. Is this weird? Am I in the wrong?
I think she's being nice. Like, honestly, if anybody laundry, would fold my laundry, like,
no, seriously,
that's
I don't care.
My best friend.
I don't care if you're a Hamas terrorist. Like, you're folding my laundry. No, I'm totally kidding. Anyone who folds anyone's laundry, I understand, like, taking it out, putting it in a laundry basket because you need the dryer. That's different, and I don't think that's rude either.
No.
Stay on top of your shit. Like, but to fold it, like, that's actually nice. Maybe she sees you. I wouldn't, unless she's, like, a deeply evil person who you have, like, crazy evil history with, which if you live with, I don't assume that you have that. I think you can assume that her intentions are good.
Give her the benefit of the doubt and just take the folded laundry and take the win.
Yeah, no, I hate to say a toaster's in the wrong because toasters are never in the wrong.
She's asking. Sometimes people just assume they're right and they're like, what do I do? And it's like,
How do we tell you?
Need to tell you.
The call is coming from inside the house. That's another, okay, wait, we need to start a list. There's this woman on TikTok who like stitches people's videos who use like funny phrases and writes them down. She's like, I want to start adding these to my daily life. And there are a few things like I always want to start saying more. Rachel Dolezal.
Okay.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Okay, so just like good terms.
Good shit. Like a list of good shit.
No, my list titles like have to be really specific or else I can't find them.
Okay. List of phrases.
Good terms and phrases.
Terms and phrases. You've been Rachel Dolezal.
No. You are Rachel. Like they are a Rachel.
Well, you can. It's a noun or a verb. That's what's so beautiful about it.
No, but when it's like you've been Rachel Dolezal, it's like that happened to you, not you did it yourself. Let me just write Rachel Dolezal. We can iron out the terms later.
Yeah. Or like the specificities. The call is coming from inside the house. Whenever people use that phrase, it makes me giggle. It's so funny. It's like you're being hypocritical.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have anything else? The Game of Thrones thing you said earlier today.
Oh.
We all have a role to play in the war to come. Is that it?
Yep.
I like that one.
Obviously for me, fuck around and find out.
Yeah, but that one comes to mind a lot.
Yeah, I don't forget it.
I don't find these naturally coming to mind and it bothers me.
Okay, so we'll keep the list going.
Okay.
Great.
Dear Jackson Claude, avid listener and spritz enthusiast here. I'll try to keep this short. My husband and I have been married for 6 years and we had our second child 2 months ago. I've been a size 4 my whole life, but after our second, I've really struggled to lose the pregnancy weight. I'm now a size 8. Since I've added on weight, my husband orders for me every time we are out eating and has never done so in the past. He will only order salads or something very healthy while he orders whatever he wants. And I'm starving. Should I be happy he's trying to help or mad because he won't let a breastfeeding mama eat? What would you do? Please help. Oh, Jackie had a different thought until...
No, I didn't.
Oh, like your head ticked over breastfeeding.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was still breastfeeding, so that's different. She needs to get those extra 500 calories.
No, honestly.
And you're fucking ravenous when you're breastfeeding.
This is beyond problematic behavior. Like, your husband should be canceled. Like,
no, I know. And it's like, it's one thing if he wants to, like, say something to you straight up, but to be so
manipulative,
it makes it worse.
No, and honestly, like, a man who has anything to say about, like, his wife's body, like, problematic... But it takes it to another level when she's postpartum.
Literally, like just gave you two
Jackie,
children.
The second child is 2 months old.
No, that's crazy. This man's a problem. But the thing is she has two kids with him and it's especially 2 months old. So she's got to solve this.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure she's right again because she's probably still really hormonal. And she's like, am I crazy?
I mean, I think you guys should have a conversation about it where you're like, you need to stop. I just gave birth 2 months ago. I understand I'm not who I was when you married me. And I might never be. Or if it's something that like is important to you, could be like, just be patient with me. Like, I'll get there. And if you don't intend on getting there, which is also fine, just be like, and this is who I am now because I gave you two children. Like,
fucking
deal with it.
Fuck all the way off.
Fuck all the way off. Stop ordering for me.
No. By the way, we don't talk enough as a society about the types of people in our society who order for others.
Yeah, but also say, like, you're starving our child if I don't get enough calories.
Yeah.
You're starving our child.
People who order for other people, like, that's, like, one of my biggest, like, etiquette pet peeves. Like, it's so presumptuous.
Yeah, especially these days. Everyone has, like, allergies, dietary preferences, gluten.
Intolerances.
You literally can't order for someone else.
No, it's, like, a crazy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready for our third?
Yes.
Hey, Jackson Turdy, hope you can give me some advice. My husband and I have been together for almost 13 years, married for 5, and we have a 2-year-old son together. 2 years into dating, when I was 18 and he was 20, Scandal. I found out from a friend that he had cheated on me. It was a drunken one-night stand. I broke it off, and about a year later, we reconnected, and then the rest is history. Out of nowhere, this whole situation has found its way back into my mind, and I just can't get past it. I told him how I was feeling, and it made him feel really awful, and it's now just become this like big elephant in the room. He suggested having alone time, going on a date, but I'm just not into it. What do I do? Honestly, I feel like this is like the time for couples counseling. Like, yeah. Getting through infidelity is really hard. And it's like, once you get over it, like, what it takes, like a year, like, it can come back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not be resentful?
Yeah, but I thought once you
forgive,
past
in the words
it,
of Lauren, but you can't forget.
No, but I feel like once you move past it, you're past it. I didn't realize it could, like, have flare-ups.
It can have flare-ups, but, like, the rule, and this is what I think they say in couples counseling, the rule, and by the way, I sound like I'm speaking from experience, and, like, I'm not. I don't know where I hear this. I feel like I heard it in The Sweetest, no, what's that movie? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, when she dresses up as a...
therapist.
As a therapist who looks like Jenna Lyons. They say, like, you work it out. Like, you can be mad, but once it's done, like, you're not allowed.
That's like Here Lies Shannon. Shannon and David.
Here Lies Shannon, yes!
Shannon and David Bedore. She had to literally bury her former self
right.
in order to move on from their affair.
So it's like a big no-no to move on and then, like, come back. But it's a human instinct.
Right, so I think counseling is a great solution.
I know, and I think people think couples counseling, like, is the beginning of the end. But I know a lot of people who are in, like, extremely healthy marriages who go all the time, like, who don't even have problems. Like, they just, like, go.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about myself, even though I sound like I am. Yeah. But I wouldn't be embarrassed if I was.
I think every couple's different. Every person's different. Some people do a lot of therapy and want to do therapy even when they're mentally sound. And other people, even when they're mentally unwell, they don't go to therapy.
Right.
Everyone's different. I think that's a really good solution. Also, for me, sometimes I just need time. Like, I'll get over it. I just know... especially if they've worked through it. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm having a flare-up right now. Like, something else will come up in a few weeks and I know it won't bother me.
That'll give,
like,
me anxiety and something else to worry about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I also find, like, maybe when you experience, like, temporary eras of peace in your life, like, where nothing's bothering you, you tend to go back and find things, self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Find things to worry about. And, like, maybe this is, to look at it with a positive, maybe you're just in a very peaceful place in your life that you're looking for things to worry about.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, you need to break up with him immediately. I would try a few things before you do something like that. I think it can be remedied. If it can't, then it can't. But I think it can be.
Same. And those were your toasters. I'm so glad we were able to help others
today.
So that's our show.
Yeah.
That will always be our show.
Hopefully, when we go back on our phones after this, there's not horrible news waiting for us.
My phone's blowing up. So thank you to everyone for being here. And we love you dearly. Have a great day.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.